Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Baseball's finally back, Keister Federal Park Shuckers. Pearl River Wildcats coming up here in a couple moments. And throughout the season, we'll be joined by Shuckers manager Joe Arol. And for the first time this year, officially in Biloxi, Joe, it's great to have you. Great to have you on. How exciting has it been last couple days to get the guys here and get things rolling?
Oh, I love it. I mean, just getting back here, seeing you, the front office, Hunter Reed, everybody. The field's looking great. Trey and his crew did a heck of a job. Field looks awesome and fired up to get to work.
First practice yesterday officially in Biloxi. What's your first impressions of a team that on the hitting side is really young and are really exciting, and a lot of gritty guys who were here last year on the pitching side?
I mean, it's just what you said right there. We have a good mix of speed and power, I mean, and the youth and some vets mixed in there. So, I mean, mixing guys in like Pratt, Adams, and Laura with these vets coming back, it's going to be a great season.
Yeah, one of the big sticking points is your lineup tonight. Three of the nine guys in the lineup can't legally order a beer in America. All three of them are under 21, and that's the three guys you mentioned, Adams, Pratt, and Laura. How exciting is it to have that influx of youth talent that has come up from Wisconsin for this year?
Oh, it's just awesome. Having young energy out there, I mean, is one of the things. I know Pat Murphy talked about it with his team, and there's nothing like it. Mixing the youth with the vets, and it's going to be a fun season. One of our things as an org, we take pride in that. Our scouts have done a heck of a job bringing these guys in, and we're able to move them up. So it's cool being one of the younger teams in the league.
On the flip side, from the young guys, 15 guys returned to the roster this year, including a couple guys who came up late for a cup of coffee, whether it be Tate Keener or Casey Hunt, who are here for about the last 6 weeks of the season. How much does that comfort help when you start a season in AA, already knowing what's expected of you at the AA level?
I just think that from a comfortability standpoint, I mean, being here, even just the little things, being used to the town, the ballpark, the league, hitters, you know, the competition, all that stuff. So having a couple guys that were here last year and had success, it's great having them in our rotation.
How much does it help as well for you to have these guys for about the past 6 weeks in spring training to be able to build those connections coming into this year?
Oh, it's great. I mean, anytime spring training, that's what it's about, getting to know the guys, getting to know their personalities, forming that bond with them, and then the coaching comes in. So it's really cool to go through spring, meet some of the new guys, and one of the new ones is Mendoza. So we have Corniel coming in. I already told Mendoza, he's a vet. Hey, take him under your wing, teach him the ropes. So, I mean, it's kind of like give assignments to players for little stuff, looking out for the younger players as well.
When you talk about guys who you're meeting for the first time, there's not many of them on this roster. In total, of the 27 guys in this roster, it's 24 that played in the org last year. How much does that speak to the player development staff to get guys here to the AA level and perform to that capacity to be able to start here?
I mean, it's great. Like I said earlier, I mean, credit to our scouts. I mean, the guys that they've been bringing in, it's fun being in player development, seeing those guys they're doing a really good job bringing in some talent.
Talking about the player development side, one of your former players, Shane Smith, made his big league debut last night, and we've seen a bunch of former Shuckers and guys that you manage doing things, whether it's with the Brewers or throughout Major League Baseball. How exciting is it to see a guy like Shane Smith, who you saw right here last year, make the move from the bullpen to the rotation and now going to the big leagues?
Incredible. I mean, coming out here yesterday for our workout, we had Chad Patrick and starting for the Brewers on the left side and Shane Smith on the right side. It was great to see them both have success. Neither one of them gave up a run. They both got wins. Actually, Patrick fell a little bit short, but he threw four shutties. So it was awesome to be out here and watch the former Shuckers in there in action.
One of the big things late in spring training was seeing in the lineup cards Eric Brown Jr., Ethan Murray getting some outfield work, and neither of them have played a professional game in the outfield. What have you seen from them as they're learning the ropes out there at the end of spring?
I'm just adding versatility. I mean, it's only going to add value to them as players. I mean, they both can run, throw, do all the little things. So, I mean, taking a guy that both of them, primary shortstops coming through, I mean, those guys, they can play anywhere. So just giving them the experience. So when they're in the big leagues, it's not their first time going out there. So if Murph asks, hey, have you ever played outfield? Well, sure did in Biloxi. So it's one of those things, adds value and experience for different positions. And they're both super athletic, so it's going to be great to see them out there. And Xavier Warren as well, never played outfield till last year, and I think he played more games in left field than he did on the dirt. So it's awesome to have a bunch of guys with versatility.
You talk about athleticism. How much does EBJ's speed really lend himself in the outfield and covering ground?
Oh, it's great. I mean, like I said, you know, anytime you're your shortstop, I mean, adding in a first step, a jump, and then to the speed he has, he's probably going to be a really good outfielder, so it's going to be fun to watch.
How big of an opportunity is this exhibition game today, a chance for the guys to not only get that final tune-up, but learn the ballpark? We saw a couple guys yesterday learning the wind and all the craziness that comes with the wind, especially here in Biloxi.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I told the guys, I had a couple of them ask me about the wind and different stuff, and I was like, hey, it's called weather. So, I mean, it always changes. But, yeah, it was a windy day yesterday. Wind was howling in. We had some days like that last year. So it's one of those things, make an adjustment and get to work. And as far as tonight's game, like you said, getting used to the ballpark, the lights, you know, hitting, having some fans in the seats. It's going to be a fun night.
Scratch the itch a bit before Friday, right?
Definitely.
Joe, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Glad to be here. Thanks to you, Javik.
Back after this in the Shackers Radio Network.